Chesterfield County is considering increasing its property tax rate to raise more money for education. When the Board of Supervisors met to hear public comment on the question, one speaker drew quite a bit of attention. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project is here to tell us more.
This is a story by Louis Livio with the Richmond Times-Dispatch about an outside group called Americans for Prosperity.
That's a group that spends lots of time and money talking about, among other things, taxes and the size of government.
This is a fight between those who believe that we need more government.
No!
And those who believe we need less government.
Yeah!
That's former Virginia State Senator Mark Obenshain headlining an AFP rally in Richmond in 2010. Even though it's made its name on the national stage, AFP has found time this year to work against that local tax increase proposed in Chesterfield County. And David, that brings us back to the recent supervisors meeting where AFP was there in opposition.
One of the speakers from Americans Prosperity was challenged, or questioned rather, by the chairman of the Board of Supervisors asking, sir, are you a Chesterfield County resident? A young man hesitated and didn't give a straight answer. The chairman persisted, and finally he said, no, sir, but I represent the people here. So apparently a number of county residents did not take kindly to the fact that somebody who wasn't a county resident claimed to speak for county residents. And there was a little confrontation. People got nose to nose, and the sheriff's deputy had to restore order.
Now, there is, of course, a lot of lobbying coming from a lot of different directions on this.
The story points out that Americans Prosperity are not the only interest group lobbying on this issue. The Chesterfield Education Association, which represents teachers, has been very active in this. The local Chamber of Commerce, the realtors, concerned about home prices and the quality of schools, they've been supporting a tax increase. I think what's drawn the attention here is that notoriety, I suppose, and the fact that a group that's normally associated with national issues has interjected itself into a very local school funding issue.
David, our next story is about a second grader in Campbell County. Her name is Sunny Kale.
Right, this is a story written by Jesse Pounds, a reporter for the Lynchburg News in Advance, about a young girl, a second grader, a little girl that likes to dress and act like a boy.
Administrators at Timberlake Christian School, where she was a student, became concerned about her. They suggested in a letter that her great-grandparents, who are her legal guardians, consider enrolling her somewhere else next year.
And they've said the school has a duty to protect the Christian mission of the school, and that can't involve this confusion over gender identity.
Sonny's great-grandmother says there is no confusion. She says Sonny is a tomboy for sure, but clearly identifies herself as a girl.
This is something that the great-grandparents have dealt with for several years. They've taken him to a doctor, and the doctor have said, just let Sonny be Sonny.
Sunny Kale is now attending public school. She says she just wishes people would let her be herself. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state on vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.